How would it make you feel if I told you that you were about to receive a special invitation? Well, stay right where you are. We're going to talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Hey, welcome to the program. I've been waiting for you. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is Friday, February the 12th, the Friday after Ash Wednesday. We're going to talk on today's program about a special invitation that God has directly for you. So this is really good stuff. In addition, we'll look at today's daily mass readings. How are you doing? How was your first week, the end of your first week of Lent? Okay, so far, right, we're a couple of days into the season, a couple of days into the Lenten Radio Retreat. Hope you're doing well. If you have any questions, you know where you can reach me. Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. Gary at followingthetruth.com for any questions that you may have. And in the event that this is your first time listening to the program, welcome. It's never too late. So if you know somebody who wants to get involved in our Lenten Radio Retreat and they haven't started up until now, they can always listen to the old programs. The podcasts are archived at Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the last five episodes right from my website. You can get them from iTunes. It's never too late. Even if you can't make up listening to all the old programs, we're going to start today. That's fine. You join anytime. You let your friends know. It's never too late to join this Lenten Radio Retreat. We're just getting started here. We're going to do some great things over the next few weeks. And as a reminder, or if this is your first time, we are using Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus, as the basis for the Lenten Retreat this year. This is my sixth annual Lenten Radio Retreat that I've done here on Blog Talk Radio. The first year using Matthew Kelly's book, obviously, because it just came out this year. But if you haven't done so and you want to get a free copy of the book, Matthew is making that possible by going to his website, which is dynamiccatholic.com. It's dynamiccatholic.com. You can get a free copy of the book. All you need to do is pay postage, and you will be in great shape. So check it out, dynamiccatholic.com. And I'm just glad to have you with me on the program. It's really good that we can do this. It's a great blessing that we're able to get together and talk about Jesus every night, isn't it? And together, here's the thing, together we are going through Lent. We're going to try to grow closer to Jesus during this Lenten season. So I'm thankful that you're with me, and I'm thankful that the Lord has given us another day. Isn't that a great blessing? I want to make a mention of one thing. Now, Monday, at the moment, I'm scheduled to speak in the Philadelphia area at St. Andrew's Parish in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Now, we're going to do, I'll pre-record the show, so that's not a problem. We'll still have a show on Monday, but there is a chance that we're expecting some snow. I don't know when it's going to hit. It's not going to be a lot, but it might be enough to impact the talk on Monday. So if you're planning on coming to the talk, I'll let you know on Monday's program. But just know that if you're in the Philly area, you want to come out and hear me, I'll be giving a talk on how to move from fear to faith. I'm really excited about the talk. One of the things in the winter is, you know as well as I do, that you can't control the weather. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen there. I'll let you know on Monday if the talk is on. It might, at the moment, it's on. But I'm just being prepared, and I'm trying to put the word out just in case. I'll let you know on the program. But whenever I travel, whenever I speak at night, and I've got a bunch of talks coming up in the near future, I'll always pre-record the program, so you will be fine. Another quick reminder, I just wanted to let you know that on March the 3rd, my wife Eileen and I will be appearing on EWTN television on the program At Home with Jim and Joy. We're going to tell our story of homeschooling, our story of my full-time ministry. And we're going to mention, too, the fact that our daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, were not supposed to be born alive. But praise the Lord, they are healthy 18-year-old girls. So many things in my life I thought to be impossible. But it turns out that that wasn't the case. With God, all things are possible. And Eileen and I are going to talk about that on the program. I'll let you know as we get closer to it. We're excited about heading down to Birmingham to do the show. It's a live program, but it does re-air a couple days later. But more information on that will be forthcoming. All right, today's beverage du jour is a nice hot cup of Mystic Monk coffee. That is really good stuff. And I want to thank you, too, because I noticed that we had some orders of Mystic Monk coffee. I mentioned on the program that when you go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Mystic Monk image and order Mystic Monk coffee from the Carmelite monks of in Wyoming, it results in a commission for me. I thank you very much. It's great coffee. They are great monks. They love the Blessed Mother. And it helps me every time you order through my website. So I want to thank you for that. Please keep it in mind if you need coffee in the future. Also, if you shop at Amazon.com and you would consider just using the link on my website. Again, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com. And at the on the right-hand side of every page, in what's known as the sidebar, you'll see an Amazon image. If you would just enter into Amazon by clicking on that image, instead of typing in Amazon.com, what happens is it flags your orders as coming from my website, which is a good thing. That results in another small commission. Your prices are the same. I don't get to see what you buy. All I know is how much I make on the commission. That's one of the ways I keep my full-time ministry going, and also one of the ways I keep this program free of charge. We've been on the air for over 5 years now on Blog Talk Radio, and I've never charged for the podcast, and I never will. I want it to be free. I want it to be as accessible as possible. But you can help me out by using these links to purchase the products on my website and also through your donations. You can do that by going to the donate page on followingthetruth.com. And I thank you in advance. You're the reason I'm here. If you're a new listener, you may not know this, but I say it all the time. I am so grateful to the people who donate to my work. That's why I'm surviving. That's why I'm able to survive and support my family in full-time Catholic ministry for the past 4 years. I'm very grateful to God for making it possible. And I'm grateful to you for hearing the call and helping me out and keeping this show on the air. All right, let's get right to it. Let's pray, and then we'll get to the excerpt from Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus, about the special invitation that God has for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we give you thanks for another day of life. We're very grateful that you have not given up on us yet. Thank you for all of the mercy that you show to us each and every day. Thank you for always being there for us in the past. As we look over our lives, we see just how faithful and how loyal you've been and how merciful you have been through the years. We know that you will always be there for us in the future as well. Thank you for the many answered prayers throughout my life. And thank you for the ability to allow us to come here together on Blog Talk Radio and walk through Lent together with your assistance. Father, we ask you to help those who are struggling tonight due to sickness, due to loneliness, due to anxiety, due to addiction. Help those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with religious persecution, or those who may be dealing with extreme weather conditions, especially the homeless. Where I live in the Northeast, Father, as you know, we are about to get hit with a brutal cold wave over the next couple of days. I ask you to have mercy on those who are homeless. Please help them. Help them to be able to receive the warmth and the shelter that they need. Father, we present to you our own personal needs, our intentions, the things we struggle with. We give them to you. We know that you could do a great job handling them. And I also give you this program. I ask you to speak through me and open our minds and our hearts to hear your message today. We ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I wanted to mention one thing. I forgot to say this at the start of the show. Typically what we do on every day during Lent and throughout the year on the program is I will look at the daily Mass readings. But today, and if I said this incorrectly at the start of the show, I apologize. Every Friday, instead of looking at the daily readings for Friday, we look ahead to Sunday. Sunday is an important day. It's a very, very important day when it comes to our Catholic faith. And since we don't do a show on Sunday, I like to look ahead to the Sunday readings. So we're going to be doing that today. Instead of the Friday readings, we will look at the readings for Sunday's Mass. All right, which is the first Sunday of Lent. All right, Matthew Kelly, Rediscover Jesus. Now, over the past couple of days, we have looked at the fact that we've been given a chance to start anew. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that Jesus wants to have a personal relationship with each one of us. And again, this is not a greeting card slogan. This is a legitimate statement. He really wants to have a personal friendship with you. The trick is, or the challenge is for each of us, is to turn to the Lord and make ourselves available, to take the steps that we need to respond to his invitation. With that in mind, today's reading is all about an invitation. A good invitation fills us with joy. More books have been written about Jesus than about any other person or subject in history. This book you are holding is not a book with all the answers. It is just a simple, approachable, digestible starting point for anyone who shares my yearning to rediscover Jesus. It too is an invitation. There is a wonderful joy that comes from discovering something or someone for the first time. There is also an immense joy that comes from rediscovering something or someone. When I come home from a trip, whether I have been gone for 2 days or 2 weeks, I get the joy of rediscovering my wife and my children. To rediscover is a beautiful thing. It's time to rediscover Jesus, not only for our own sake, but for our children and their children, for the sake of our local church communities, for society at large, and for all humanity. Look around you. The world is constantly grappling with crisis and war. People are weary from the dysfunction of their own lives. The chaos is crying out for order. The complexity is crying out for simplicity. At every level in society, from the beggar on the street to the leaders of nations, we are all looking for something to solve the crisis of our lives and of our times. It is time to stop looking for something and start looking for someone. Jesus of Nazareth. For more than 2,000 years, he has been performing miracles in the lives of ordinary men and women. Now he wants to perform miracles in you and through you. Are you ready? Now, this is a very simple reading we have today. That's it. That's the material. But it just gets us thinking. Are you ready? Are you ready to accept the Lord's invitation and let him work through you? It's, you know, it's a really simple question. It involves maybe an element of fear. That's the word I'm looking for. I couldn't think of the word. An element of fear, because we have to possibly leave our comfort zone. A lot of us are afraid to grow close to Jesus because we feel that he's going to make us suffer, or he's going to make us do silly things, or whatever it is. You know, we have all these crazy reasons for not following him. We're afraid that we're going to have to pray all the time and won't be able to watch TV or do what we like, right? But the more, and I've seen this in my own life, and I can, and I'm sure you could probably attest to this too, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you love him, the more you want to be with him. He has that effect on us. And again, this is not trying to become friends with Albert Einstein or Abraham Lincoln or George Washington, figures who lived in the past and we can only access through books. With Jesus, we have the ability through Scripture, through prayer, through his sacramental presence in the Blessed Sacrament, and really through all of the sacraments, we have the ability to encounter him in a dynamic relationship. It's not just an imaginary relationship. It's a very real one. The question is for us to ponder throughout the weekend. Are you ready? It's time to stop everything, pause a little, and consider the Lord's invitation. John 10:10, the verse to live, I came so that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Are you ready to have that life and have it more abundantly? The question to consider is, what area of your life will benefit most from accepting God's invitation to rediscover Jesus? On today's prayer, Jesus, thank you for all the times you have invited me to rediscover you and your message. Help me not to squander this opportunity. And the thing I like about Matthew in this book is he goes slowly. He goes slowly and he builds. One chapter builds on the next. And that's good. And each chapter is relatively short. It's perfect for the purposes of this show. That's why I really like using this book. I think it's extremely helpful to look at these chapters, these messages, in very small doses. You know, I think that really helps us. So take that into the weekend with you. Read it over. Think about it. Are you ready? Now, as I mentioned also, I know this isn't popular, but I'm going to give you some homework because we don't do a program on Saturday or Sunday. I know. I'm being too tough, but no, not really. This is easy. You can handle this. I want you to try to read the next two segments, chapter 4. And again, I call these chapters, but they're only a few pages. The ones for the weekend are a little bit longer, though, which is good. You could read one on Saturday, one on Sunday. The Jesus question, we can read that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the God claim. So if you would take some time to read over those, and we'll talk about them just briefly on Monday. If you have any questions, you can always email me. On Monday, we'll resume, God willing, with the topic, There Is More. So if you could read chapter 4 and 5 over the weekend, give it some thought. It's a great thing to do. I don't know if you're going to be like me, but I'll be spending a lot of time in the house because it's going to be so cold around here. You could read it over the weekend and really spend some time reflecting. And this is all we need to do. This is the way you're going to be on to you're on your way, I should say, to your best Lent ever. You can easily experience your best Lent ever by just following these simple steps. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. But you have to be willing to invest the time. If you do, I guarantee you will see results in your spiritual life. You're going to see a result. At the end of Lent, you're going to be closer to Jesus than when you started. Don't worry about how much closer. Leave that up to Him. Our job is to make the effort. Now, if you have questions, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. I'll be here over the weekend. If you want to shoot me an email, please do so. And I hope you stick with this. I hope you stick around for the rest of the show today because we're going to do the mass readings now. This is really, I know a lot of people are excited about Matthew's book. That's really good, Rediscover Jesus. It's a very good book. I'm excited about it too. But I want you to be more excited about the fact that you're about to hear God speak to you through sacred scripture. Because every word of sacred scripture is inspired by God. That's very important. I'm telling you, it's critical. So let's look at Sunday's Mass readings. And you'll be ready this way. You'll be ready for Sunday when you go to Mass. It's the first Sunday of Lent. And the first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 4 through 10. Remember, this is the first Sunday of Lent. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a great nation, strong and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry, and he saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country, he gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence.'" This is a really good reading because it reminds us of the importance of, first of all, thanking the Lord for what he has done for us and acknowledging that he is God. And this is critical that we do this because so many times we go through life and we look at things that happen, we look at them happening either by chance or because of what we've done. And really, if it wasn't for the Lord and the grace that he gives us, the various gifts he's given to us, we wouldn't accomplish anything. So let's really make it a point to respond to him, to thank him, to be grateful for what he does for us each day, and even the very gift of life, the fact that you're alive now. It's a really important gift. It's a beautiful gift that he gives us, and it's one that we shouldn't take for granted. It's very easy to start taking each new day for granted. And we do that. How do we do that? We do that when we complain. We complain about not wanting to go to work. We complain about it being too cold out. And look, I'm very guilty of this. This is something that I have to watch because I have this tendency to do it. I'm trying to be more grateful. Every morning I wake up now, and I read this somewhere, and I really put it into practice. I write a letter to the Lord each morning, and the first thing I say is, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. And I really mean it, because I have come to understand. I've become aware of the fact that each day that he gives me is a gift. And the beautiful thing about him is he wants to be involved in our lives. The responsorial psalm for Sunday's Mass is Psalm 91, be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Man, isn't that a comforting thought? And you know he will be with you. He always will be with you. The problem arises because we depart from him. We turn away from him. It's not that he goes anywhere. He doesn't go anywhere. He is with us all the time, but we turn away from him. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample down the lion and the dragon. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and glorify him. The Lord will always be there for us. No matter what you're going through, you can rest assured he'll be there for you. And I think the challenge for all of us, pardon me, is to keep that in mind, to not lose sight of that fact. That's where the anxiety often enters into our lives, because we lose sight of the fact that he's with us. So whatever you're going through, and I'm sure you could have some serious problems tonight, I want you to take a minute and just think of the fact that the Lord is with you. He's walking beside you. And somehow, what you're going through will benefit you and will help you to get to heaven. If you believe that, because it's an absolute true statement, if you believe that, you're going to be a lot more peaceful. Let's look at the second reading now. It's from the St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For the Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There's a little bit more to this than you might get from an initial reading. Certainly, we are all destined to live in heaven. That's why the Lord created us. He destined us for heaven. We can absolutely mess it up, though. I mean, we have to believe that. We have to fight against our tendency or our desire to depart from the Lord, to turn away from him, and to do what we want instead of what he wants. That's called sin. But we absolutely can mess up the gift that he's given to us. If we just follow him, if we believe him, if we believe in him, as St. Paul says, by not only believing that the Lord Jesus is real, but by having a relationship with him and listening to his words. Because if we believe in him, we're going to listen to him. That only makes sense. And following his teachings as given through his church, if we do that, We're going to have no problem getting to heaven. The challenge is sometimes we don't feel like doing that. Sometimes we want what we want instead of what God wants. That's called being self-centered, and we all fall victim to that sometimes. So let's do our best, and let's ask the Lord to help us, especially in Lent. This is a great time to do it. Do our best to follow Him and to listen to Him and to really put our belief into practice. It's more than just saying, yeah, I believe in Him, but it's putting that into practice and following Him. The Gospel is Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. Did you catch that reference to Psalm 91, the responsorial psalm that we read for today? Satan was using Scripture against Jesus. He's not above doing that. And that's what you have to keep in mind. You can misinterpret Scripture. You can misinterpret Scripture. A lot of people do it. They use Scripture to justify their sinful behavior. You may have done it. I may have done it in the past, except I didn't know too much about Scripture. I'd never cared enough to know too much about Scripture. But there are ways that people twist God's Word. That's why, as Catholics, it's important to recognize that we not only believe in the written Word of God, which is the Bible, sacred Scripture, we believe in the oral or the verbal teaching of the apostles that has been handed down from Jesus through the various apostles and bishops to the present time. We believe in the magisterium or the tradition, sacred tradition with a capital T, which is the teaching of the church. So the Word of God to us as Catholics is more than just the Bible. It's also the teaching of the church. So we need to be careful about that, and we need to be especially careful that we don't misinterpret the words of the Bible and twist them. Now, the other thing that is very obvious when I look at this gospel is that, and it's something that should shake us up a little bit, Satan tempted Jesus. If he tempted Jesus, do you think he's going to not tempt you? Of course he's going to come after you. He's going to try to tempt you. And one of the best times that he likes to really hit us pretty hard is during Lent, because there are a lot of graces available during Lent. This is, you're doing this retreat, you're taking it seriously. He doesn't want you to commit to complete the retreat, because he's afraid that you're going to grow closer to Christ and then you'll go out and do good works. He doesn't want you to do that. Don't be tempted, or don't panic, or don't fall for his lies, because he's going to say whatever he needs to say and do whatever he needs to do to try to convince you to sin, or to abandon ship, or to not continue trying to grow closer to Jesus during Lent. Make an effort to keep on one day at a time. Read those readings we talked about. Read those chapters that you can look at over the weekend. And then get ready on Monday to continue. You're doing great. You got 3 days under your belt already. Next week we'll talk more about, we'll look at where we're going, we'll look at the end point so that you know when we will finish this retreat. I guarantee you, if you take it one day at a time, together we're going to grow closer to Jesus this Lent. This Lent can be your best ever. Let's keep at it. If you need me, Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. God bless you. See you next week.